ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम, ओम प्रेम। व्हाट इज प्रेम? प्रेम इज लव, प्रेम इज डिवाइन gift of God. God is love. But I am not God. I am not God. You are not God. But godly child. Divine child. We are children of God. And love is our mother that gave us birth. God's love gave us birth. It is Baba's love that he comes here. So, Om Prem, Om Anand, what is Anand? What is the meaning of Anand? Unending happiness, inner happiness, inner bliss. So welcome, though officially welcome is tomorrow, but I always like to meet those who have come in last 3 days or 4 days I have not met, because tomorrow welcome program is other activity, and now greeting and meeting personally, family meeting, this is family meeting, and tomorrow is welcome official meeting. That you have come this time, Madhuban, and we will definitely at that time ask the new ones to come in front, so then they can give vision, others can have vision of them, and meet in deep silence, sweet silence, loveful silence, blissful silence. Its translation arranged, it is fine. Translation, those who are okay, no? Yeah, fine. All right, yeah. So, first of all, I want to share my happiness. I know that you are happy. Baba is happy. All seniors are happy. On behalf of their happiness and my own happiness, unlimited happiness, that from all this season, from the very beginning of the foreigner season, this is the biggest one. So welcome. So it is, number is double, and more those who have come, if they be add now, then it is triple, because still more will come. So this means that you have a wonderful opportunity to meet many more, not only just 3 in 1 room, or 2 in 1 room, but 7 stars shining in the same room. 7 stars shining in 1 room and living under 1 roof, taking not primitive shower that we used to have. We remember our beautiful days of holidays. Holy days, because Madhuban is the holiest of the holy pilgrimage place. And 66 years ago, it was really primitive shower. No water in the bathroom. No water in the bathroom and you take shower. So we used to take water, bucket of water, and no heating system of water. It was two brothers were working in railway, and it was time of economy. Ek nami, economy. Remember only one and manage everything very economical. So this many animals, buffalo are there in the mountain and also in the village. Villagers keep this. And so the cow dung and these brothers, these two who used to work in railway, it was very easy for them to get the dust of charcoal. Railway, that time railway was also old system, not the railway like now. A lot of dust, even our clothes used to become so dusty that when you used to come, we are not the same with the clean dress. The dust of the outside, dust of engine itself coming black through the windows. There was no places of many first class travel, main passenger travel, and one seat even night time as well, only limited place. You keep luggage on the top and then on the seat, five or six sitting. But good opportunity to talk to them, have communication with them. And Baba used to say, did you bring literature with you? Did you speak to the from one compartment to other compartment you go? That, and if we have not brought the literature with us, by chance forgotten to bring the leaflet, then it means we have failed. Baba would say that you are messengers. You messengers did not give the message. Then he said, of course, okay, you did not give the message with the leaflet, but your face and your drishti and your smile would have made them see that these are angels. These are not ordinary ones. So there was service, love, intoxication. Amongst all, we were shining. I remember first time when I traveled in the night train. I was telling primitive shower, but I jumped to traveling as well. Because time is short, so I jumped. So there was first the charcoal and cow dung used to be to make laddu of that, round of that, dry them, and then use wood for open fire, keep the bricks, four bricks here and there and back, make an oven with bricks and use the wood from the jungle, and then a fire thing where you can put this in a kind of make the pot like this where you keep this, and then you burn them. You give little fire, keep on bottom, in the bottom, fire, and then this coal catch fire, and then on the top, big pot, and water is boiling, and you get only less than half a bucket of water. And then you get outside, used to be water tap, get cold water from there and mix in that. And that was our shower. At least now, if you have seven, or you have two showers in your room. And I also remember, even in the West, I remember we went to Scandinavian, if somebody from Scandinavian are here. Yeah. Used in 1996, actually. 1996. We had a rented place where we had a retreat. And there were only two showers for the sisters, one for brothers. And it was written on the bathroom, please, no more than 7 minutes. 7 minutes per person have to take the shower. But we really enjoyed, in the West even as well, we enjoy the retreat, we enjoy the meeting together. And also here, in the beginning, days were very beautiful one, and these days are also beautiful. It means here, adjustment, accepting each other, because of many, each one has different sanskaras, have come from different country, different tradition, different system of the body. So patience is needed, understanding is needed, acceptance is needed, and also just everything is okay. It will be all right, will be all right. And though we are trying very full, with full enthusiasm, full faith, to build more room, accommodation for 500, but permission from the government is not so easy to get, because to bring the cement, to bring the building material in Mount Abu is not allowed. So this is also a training, adjustment, cooperation, acceptance, friendly, understanding each other, and trying to adjust whatever it is possible. So this is why it is good. It's good that number is big. Certain lesson we learn like this. Now, but I say that it's a good opportunity that you have come. Most important thing is that it is good, actually, weather is much better. But before you came, was really very cold weather. And now temperature is, it's okay, adjustable. But still, please, health is most important. Take care of your health. Ma Baba take the responsibility, or doctor who gives the everyday medicine, nourishment for the mind, Murli, which keeps us healthy, wealthy and happy, makes us healthy, wealthy and happy. But food, which is the body's need, that you have to take care of you. Of course, there is a very good arrangement made for vegan, without chili, and normal food, whatever each one wants, gluten-free. But one thing you would notice, it's really tempting food. When you see at the breakfast table, 3 times lunch is offered. 3 times. You see, in the morning table is full with variety of things. And, lunch time also variety. And those who are giving, they are giving with so much love, with so much generosity. They want to put full of ladle in your pot. Learn one word, thoda thoda. Please, very little. What you can, if you like it, take second time, third time. No problem. But it's like lunch. It is chapati in the morning, potato, a soup in the, vegetable in the morning, sprouts in the morning. What can you adjust, digest, take that much? It is, of course, Baba's food. It's holy food. It's healthy food. But make sure that you keep your own, what you can digest, take that much. Take as many, 3 times, no problem. If you like it, but can you adjust it, digest it? Second thing, I always draw attention to the newcomers. Please do not mix yogurt and tea. If you are taking in the morning yogurt, and then you are having also a cup of tea, milk tea, then though product yogurt is also from milk, and tea is also with milk. But when they go inside the stomach, they fight with each other. Your stomach gets upset. So that this is a reason that then again you miss 1 or 2 days, either classes or digestion power gets upset. So put time in between. Take time between the 2 things of yogurt or tea, whatever. Also, if you feel that in your room someone is not feeling well, please help them, because might be not knowing first, one feels shy to say, please help me. But in fact, you can notice if a need is there, help each other of your roommate. Very near is dispensary between Vishnupuri and Suraj Rishi. So, Raj Rishi is actually on one side. You are very royal children of Baba, Raj Rishi. And Rishi means pure, the one who have renunciation. Those who live in a small cottage, not, but in good atmosphere. And so you create wonderful, friendly atmosphere, silence, but joyful, being together, harmonious, and so take the benefit of sharing with each other as well what best everyone has experienced in their Brahmin life, because otherwise all the time you are listening the class, but coming and going or whatever time you have with your friends, new family members, share whatever you are feeling, what you have received. So, what I would like to pay one attention, what will you take the gift from Madhuban? What gift you will take from Madhuban? The what that will be given on the gift day? No, you take Madhuban with you. How will you take it? Every day, whatever you get special, very special, touching, experience, realization, learning something from each other, make a note in your notebook. Get a small notebook, write it, or your own notebook, write on one at the end of your book. Every day, one or two things. And when you go back home, read every day then what you have collected in 10 days, 12 days, meeting Baba, going in Baba's room, from the classes, workshop, other activities. So that joy, scene will come back, point will come back in your mind, and then you will feel you have come back to Madhuban, or Madhuban has gone with you. So this is one of the yukti to keep long time experience of Madhuban with you. Otherwise, after going back, so much busy that after few days we begin to feel normal again. But extra intoxication, extra love, extra feeling, you recharge your battery every day without a fail. Another thing is, if you have something still is pinching you, of course you have, Madhuban is a laundry, it's a mansaro, gyan sarovar, it makes you holy hands, pick up virtue from each other. But if something is inside from the past, which is making you feel guilty, or inside lack of self-respect, or anything which has created some kind of dissatisfaction in you, make it free yourself. Write it down on a piece of paper and put in Baba's letter box. In Baba's room, there's letter box. So give it to Baba, and Baba will, during the season, will definitely answer you, or meditation time. It is Baba can read it. Nobody else will read. No one knows from here that who you are, your name, your country, nothing. You don't have to write country in letter. You just write from the heart to Baba at once. And then when you go back, before going, one day go in Baba's room, open your notebook, clean page, have a pen in your hand, have few minutes meditation with deep connection and realization with Baba, and tell Baba, now you write letter to me. Baba, you write letter to me. What I have to do? What it is my guidance from personally for me? So that your hand will be your touching will be of Baba's, and then you get few sentences automatically from Baba for your further development or further guidance. You take that letter with you. So that will be also very helpful. Relationship with Baba will continue more deeper in this way. So, of course, classes you will get many, interview, class, discussion. So I am not conducting the class, I am only meeting. And as many have come from different countries, so is one of the coordinator here, those who are the team leaders. Anyone team leader is here? No. Okay, anyway, you come.